message.
Welcome back to that place where we tackle life's complexities and shrink them down into tiny, digestible bites in a way where I'm finished talking before you're even finished with that cup of coffee. And it's not even a venti. Today's topic?
The inner critic.
You know, that uninvited voice in your head that loves to second guess and nitpick every single thing you do. You know who I'm talking about. Today, let's call him Negative Ned. Now, let's get one thing straight, or gay. How about just clear? Let's get one thing clear. The fact that you can observe Ned means he's not actually you. He's an inner monologue that shows up every day uninvited, but he just keeps talking. He's like a bad roommate who hogs the mental sofa and eats all your confidence snacks. But the good news is you don't have to let Ned run the show just because he's in your head. First, recognize Ned for what he is. He's a storyteller, and not a very good one. His narratives are repetitive, dramatic, and often factually incorrect. The next time Ned starts spinning a tale about how you are doomed to fail, pause and ask, is that true? Do I have actual evidence for this, or is Ned just improvising again? Second, give Ned a role, but a minor one. Instead of letting him take center stage, demote him to the sidelines. You know, like an extra. Imagine saying, thanks for your input, Ned. I'll file that under unsolicited advice. By acknowledging him without engaging, you're taking away his power. Third, practice reframing. If Ned says,
well, you'll never figure this out.
Counter with, learning something new is a challenge, yes, but I've overcome challenges before. Turn his negativity into an opportunity to remind yourself of your resilience. And finally, set boundaries. If Ned tends to pipe up during certain times, like when you're trying to sleep, have a mental script ready. Something like, not now, Ned. We can talk in the morning if it's still important. This gives you control over when and how you deal with his commentary. So, the key takeaway? Negative Ned is not going anywhere. I'm sorry. But you get to decide how much airtime he gets. Remember, you are the one that's holding the microphone. If you found this helpful, I hope that you will share it with someone else who could use a little less Ned in their life. Until next time, thanks for listening.